Practice 1 through 3. There's a story from Dwight Eisenhower's military academy days that helps shed some light on a part of his character. It is an accepted practice at West Point, where Eisenhower attended, for upperclassmen to haze the freshmen or plebs. Eisenhower was a second-year student and participated in the hazing activities with his fellow students. One day, one of the plebs bumped into him, an unpardonable offense, and Eisenhower responded by yelling and screaming at the young freshman. Calling on the most disgracing insult he could summon, Eisenhower told the plebe that he looked like a barber. At this, he lost his composure, drew himself up, looked Eisenhower in the eye and said, "I was a barber." Eisenhower, made ashamed of his remark by the man's pride, returned to his room and told his roommate what had happened. "I've just done something that was stupid and unforgivable," he said. "I just managed to make a man ashamed of the work which he did to earn a living." Then he vowed that he would never insult another person again. Even when he became the leader of the combined Allied war machine, and even as President of the United States, Dwight Eisenhower never broke that promise. He had decided early to encourage, rather than discourage, and help his people develop to their full potential. And it showed in his leadership ability.